So you mentioned the word PageRank, and I'm famous and on record, as you know, for renaming it as Green Fairy Dust. And I do that just tongue-in-cheek, as you know. But I think that people do obsess, even to this point, where I think it's been made clear that it's not the magic, you know, formula that you're looking for. Do you think people still obsess too much over this thing?
I do, yeah. And I have a lot more understanding, and I sympathize a lot more now that I'm a blogger and I have a site and I, you know, I'm a PR, you know, 7. Ooh, what if I were a PR 8? I can understand where people are coming from now a lot better than I could before. But there's over 100 factors that matter in ranking, and PageRank is just one of those. It's an important factor, but it's by no means the be-all, end-all. And so you'll see a ton of people on the forums who say things like, I have more backlinks from here and here, I have a higher PageRank, how is this lower PageRank site able to show up above me? And to me, that sort of shows the danger of short-sighted thinking and getting obsessed with one facet of things and not the facet that matters most. And so paying attention to the content on your site, building good stuff, those are the things that are going to help, not, oh, I can get my PageRank bar with one more juice of fairy dust or something like that.
So when you're looking for a link, you can look at brokers, people are buying and selling links, but is there a real value to buying a link from a page because it has PageRank 9?
Well, the way that I would phrase it is the best links are the links that are editorially chosen, like given because of the merit of a site. And some of the best SEOs these days are really good at things like buzz marketing, viral marketing, word of mouth marketing, even disregarding the black hat or white hat, you know, way of looking at things. Certainly there's a level of risk associated with any technique. And it's kind of funny. I'm going to go obscure on you for a minute here.
By all means do.
As long as we're having a nice long chat. There, in college, I had a really interesting class in number theory. And one of the exercises was to take something called Peano's axioms. And this is basically 4 or 5 rules. And from those 4 or 5 rules, you can reconstruct most of modern mathematics.
Wow.
It's pretty neat. You start out with a concept of zero and a successor, and you can build up addition and then multiplication. And then from there, the sky's the limit. So what we try to do with our Google guidelines is to give not just specifics, don't hide text, don't cloak, don't do sneaky redirects, don't do doorway pages, don't do duplicate content, very specific things. But we also have a basic principles section. And the basic principles includes a bullet point that's something along the lines of avoid link schemes that are mainly designed just to try to inflate your popularity without really doing anything. And so things like overly doing reciprocal links, things like, you know, okay, reciprocal links don't work as well, let's try this fad called triangular linking, or let's try buying links. Let's try doing all these sorts of things. They're not the links that are going to be the best long-term for your site, and they're certainly more high risk. So whenever Google tells these guidelines and says avoid link schemes, that's the sort of thing that we talk about. And it's nice to have gone on record, you know, several months ago, and people probably could have interpreted it before then, but to just say, look, yes, buying links is risky. It's outside of our guidelines, unless you add a nofollow tag. And that's a very simple way that somebody can say, you know what? I only wanted the traffic. I'm not at all concerned with search engines.